Stop it, man. We bring your own version of the radio program rated as more popular for a longer period of time than any other radio program in America. This survey was made personally by Fortner Q. Framatos, radio editor of the Hobo News. And the result? The only program in radio where the audience writes the script, Dr. Christian. He would have chosen the Red Blanchard Show because that's the only program in radio where the audience writes threatening letters. So now stay tuned for a special dramatic offering adapted from a threatening letter. The beloved story of that lovable old country doctor, Dr. Christian Bogardus. Scourge of livers. As we join Dr. Christian, his nurse Judy Rice is answering the telephone. Here you are.
How do you like that? The phone won't ring.
He's answering the telephone. Here you are.
Just a minute, huh?
Nurse Judy Rice is answering the telephone.
I know, I'll make it dial.
Hello? Dr. Christian Bogardus' office. What's that? Your brother? Wooden leg? Broken?
What's the trouble, Judy?
The wooden leg on his brother's piano is broken, Doctor.
Tell him to shoot it. Right back to the factory. Ah, Judy, isn't it wonderful to be able to help poor devils like that? With no thought of ever getting paid. You know, it's wonderful how I manage to do that sort of thing for people all the time. In fact, Liver's End is full of people that I've cured, who never charged a dime. There's one of them now. Judy, give that patient a shot in the head. Own 2 tickets to next week's operation here at Liver's End Hospital. Oh, that's the wrong doctor. Dr. IQ.
What doctor?
IQ. IQ.
I like you too, doctor.
Judy, please. I'm about to operate. Forceps.
Forceps?
Scalpel.
Scalpel?
Needle.
Needle?
Thread.
Thread?
There. It's finished. Well, Judy, what do you think?
It's wonderful, Doctor. You'd never know that sweater ever had a hole in it.
Judy, I understand there's a patient waiting to see me in the outer office. You've examined him, of course.
Yes, Doctor.
Well, what were your findings?
He's dead.
Well, watch him and let me know if there's any change. In his pockets, that is. Yes, Judy, it's wonderful to be able to help people without charging them. That reminds me, don't forget to send that guy in the outer office a bill.
Hello?
The funniest telephone I ever heard. Let's try that again.
That reminds me, don't forget to send that guy in the outer office a bill. Hello? Now, Judy, let's get coordinated here. I'll give you the line, you ring the phone, okay?
All right, Doctor.
That reminds me, don't forget to send that guy in the outer office a bill. Hello, Dr. Bogardus speaking. What's that? You've been getting severe headaches? How often do you have this trouble? Only when you breathe. Well, I'll put a stop to that. Yes. About your head. Well, there's only one thing I could recommend if your head is giving you trouble. Have it out. You'd like me to do it? Very well, I'll be right over. Judy, fetch my instruments. I have to perform a brainiectomy. I'll be needing plenty of hot water and towels. Will you get them for me, please?
Here you are, Doctor.
Hello? What? The patient just died. Judy, this is terrible. Now I'm facing a crisis even worse than before.
Doctor, you mean...
Yes. What am I going to do with all this hot water and towels?